as we come up on, well, 15 and a half before 6, but we can't wait to get connected with our buddy Jason Cans on a 31-degree Tuesday. Best 5 minutes of the day. Well, I'll tell you, it feels good to say 31 rather than, you know, 3 below or something, huh?
That brought a little smile to my face when you said that.
Good. Yeah. You know, in honor of that, I think we'll play the Sidewalk Prophet song, Smile, coming out of this morning. How about that?
Perfect. Sounds good. Yeah.
But not smiles yesterday with the devastating news coming out of the healthcare region in Eau Claire, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it was really tough news. I can't imagine many people haven't heard. But Prevea and Sacred Heart St. Joe's pulling out of Western Wisconsin. Really devastating. I was saying to my assistant yesterday, I said, I think a lot of my patients were born there. And she said, I was born there, you know. And so just such a legacy and tradition in the Chippewa Valley.
No, absolutely. I'm trying to think. Yeah, one of our first was born in Menominee, but the others, all three born at Sacred Heart in Eau Claire for sure. So.
Yeah. Yeah, my first office was in Sacred Heart Hospital. I was employed by Marshfield, but I worked there. And, you know, so a lot of memories there, and I think it stirs up a lot of things. Had health care there at times for our family, and, yeah.
I totally want to kick into talk show host mode and do it like an ongoing, because this is to cover this. And I am inviting people, if you've got comments or reaction to this, to call our listener line. We can record your comments, 715-396-1670. I can't promise we'll use them on the air this morning, but, I mean, as I look ahead to Chippewa Valley this week on Sunday, I mean, you know, one friend who I was in broadcast journalism with school at UW-Eau Claire, and she worked in the Chippewa Valley in that regard for many years, posted on Facebook yesterday, you know, this is as devastating as Uniroyal. And then I saw others say, no, this is worse. Because, I mean, this is, with all due respect to Uniroyal, I mean, this is a healthcare aspect, too, you know?
Yeah. You know, as somebody who works in one of the other big systems in town, there's all of this. We've already, all of the health systems have been kind of stretched to the gills. And it's this question of how does the region absorb what happens next? And all of those things. You know, and reading a lot of people making assumptions about what's happening, I don't know that that's helpful in comments, but I know people have to process things how they are. And
By that, do you mean some of the blame game? Is that what you're talking about?
Blame game, what's happening with the other health systems, saying things that are not actually true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a part of me that wants to go in and correct every one of those things, whether it's about Oakleaf or Mayo or Marshfield or even Prevea. And thinking that's really going to be not a useful use of my time. But I know people are trying to process their emotions as best as they know how with all of this that's happening.
Well, again, let me invite people's comments in terms of, like you said, in terms of your memory with Sacred Heart or St. Joe's or Prevea. Yep. Maybe you worked there. Yep. Maybe you had kids born there. Maybe, you know, whatever memories might be. But then also in terms of just thoughts, reactions to this, maybe you do work there. And you found out you're going to be losing your job, or other thoughts are welcome for our use in the news department. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Regardless, you know, I guess I'm not completely caught off guard. It really hits, you know, dramatically to have it one fell swoop, you know, by April 21st or end of June. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a big deal for sure.
All right. Well, we've got 1 Peter chapter 2, 18 through 23. We heard the verses from Jason yesterday. And so today, what does he say in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those verses? This is how he treats it. And, but maybe before I read that, remind listeners again, you never know when you get new radio listeners. How'd you write this devotional commentary? So when I read it, what do we have in mind here?
Yeah, so kind of what I did is I sat down with, went verse by verse through the New Testament and wrote out sections as though God were speaking to me about what he intended in writing.
Yeah, and so here we go. This is what you came up with for these. Treat those who have authority over you with respect as though you are serving me. As you know, leaders are not always good-natured and kind. Sometimes they're evil. Regardless, serve well because it reflects how much I can transform your character. Life is not always easy, but enduring difficulty is a magnificent thing in my eyes. Almost everyone expects punishment when they do something that deserves it. There's nothing supernatural about it. But when you suffer for faithfully following me, I take notice. No suffering you experience can ever hold a candle to what has happened to Jesus. He lived a flawless life, experiencing perfect righteousness and complete suffering. People cursed him, spit on him, ripped his flesh from his bones, and hung him on a cross. Yet despite his worst torment imaginable, the worst torment imaginable, he trusted in the plan of redemption. He never forgot the intimacy of Trinitarian love, nor the justice of heaven. That's a lot. That's a lot to react to.
That is. You know, as you were going through, I was like, oh, there's, okay, I could touch on that. But just that last line stood out as you got there, that he never forgot the intimacy of Trinitarian love, nor the justice of heaven. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I think we serve a relational God. Mm-hmm. And this idea that God is in the process of making all things right when things seem so wrong, I need to remember.
I'm so glad you highlighted that, because I was talking with somebody at lunch yesterday, Rob Gillette, the retired Christian counselor, friend of both of ours. And I said, you know, Jason and I believe in that so strongly. We want to mention it almost every day, and we believe it should be mentioned to church every weekend. So,
yeah, for sure.
And then on the heels of what we just said with the healthcare news, right? Life is not always easy, but enduring difficulty is a magnificent thing in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, friend.
You bet.
All right, there we go. Jason Kanz.
The WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb and Howell with you, sharing about a nonprofit that's actually something new. We haven't heard of this one before, but Caleb, who is an inmate at the Stanley Correctional Institution facility there, said, hey, this is an organization, a nonprofit that I have been volunteering with while incarcerated. And would you possibly share on the WIB Wake Up Show, which again, I know a lot of people over there at Stanley Correctional are able to listen to WWIB by the grace of God. It's one of the stations that actually comes in. And he said, would you be willing to share about this on the air? So Can Do Canines is a nonprofit organization that enhances the quality of life for people with disabilities by creating mutually beneficial partnerships with specially trained dogs.
Yeah, every assistance dog Can Do Canines trains is placed free of charge with a person with a disability in the community.
Each dog is trained for a specific area of assistance based on the dog's abilities and personality. The areas in which Can Do Canines trains each dog are as follows.
Yeah, there's hearing assist dogs. Hearing assist dogs are trained to alert a person who is deaf or hard of hearing the sounds by making physical contact with them and leading them to the sound.
Mobility assist dogs. These dogs are trained to work with people who have mobility challenges and other disabilities. They carry and retrieve objects, open doors, and help pay at tall counters.
Yeah, diabetes assist dogs. These are trained to detect low blood sugar levels by sensing a change in their partner's breath. The dog alerts their partner through touch.
Seizure assist dogs are trained to respond to a person having a seizure by licking their face, retrieving an emergency phone, and alerting other family members.
And autism assist dogs are trained to keep children with autism safe in public and provide comfort. They also act as a special bridge between the family and the public.
Can Do Canines also works with several prisons throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin to have inmates help in the training process. Inmates will have a dog for a few months at a time, training the dog the basic skills for each of the assistance areas that we already mentioned.
Yeah, after the dogs have completed training within the prisons, the dogs move on to final training at the Can Do Canines facility in New Hope, Minnesota. While the dogs are going through training at the prisons, they also leave the prison for a week or two at a time with a Can Do Canines volunteer so the dog can get acclimated with the public in a public setting like department stores, restaurants, parks, and other public places. And then the dogs are returned to the prison to continue the training process.
Now, there are also a couple testimonies from men in the PAWS, or Prisoners Assisting with Service Dogs program at Stanley Correctional Institution, on what this program has done for them and what it has meant to them.
Yeah, Steve says the PAWS program taught me how to train a dog with positive reinforcement and also how to communicate with dogs. Knowing all this is very self-rewarding. On what I'm doing goes to helping people that really need it.
Michael says the PAWS program has been an amazing experience. It has helped me become more open and outgoing. It's given me confidence and belief in myself. The program has helped give me a sense of purpose. It has meant an opportunity to give back and do something positive and productive with my time. I wish the program could be larger, giving more inmates an opportunity to experience this and also getting more assistance dogs into service because the need is there.
And finally, Can Do Canines is looking for volunteers to help foster dogs going through the prison training programs, as well as looking for people willing to become long-term fosters after the dog is done with the prison training process.
They are also looking for volunteers in other ways, so if you are interested or if you or someone you know may be in need of an assistance dog now or in the future, you can contact Can Do Canines at 763-331-3000 or go to candocanines.org. Thank you, Caleb from Stanley Correctional Institution, for sharing about Can Do Canines with us.
Time for some Tuesday trivia, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. And we have some MyCon movie passes. You just heard about The Chosen coming to MyCon. You can see it on the big screen. Well, how about seeing it or another movie of your choice on our dime? Movie passes for two MyCon cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Why am I saying Rice Lake? That's not true. I think I was thinking Culver's. Culver's is great, too, but we're not giving away Culver's.
Rice Lake always on my mind, right?
Yeah, there you go. Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, four locations for MyCon Cinemas. And we want to send you to the movies if you can answer this question correctly. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. Doing what? 715-723-2555. We need your answer if you want a chance to go to the movies.
All right, and we've already got a caller. You're on WWIB at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dave. I'm calling from Fall Creek.
Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Reading a book.
Reading a book. What a great thing to do.
Could that be what lowers our stress level? That's not it, but we love reading. Keep reading, Dave.
We love hearing from Cricket Country as well. Thank you, Fall Creek. And Dave, call us back, 715-723-2555.
Call's coming in, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to say yoga.
Yoga. Does doing yoga drop your stress level by over 60%? It may, but it's not what we're looking for.
Sorry.
Black Hawk Country. I'm going to see if I can name the mascots from every town that calls in today.
723-2555. Go ahead and give us your take. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jen from Chippewa.
Hey, Jen.
Cardinals.
Deep breathing.
Is it deep breathing? Does deep breathing drop your stress level by over 60%?
Sorry.
Again, all of these are good. Good stress relievers, too. Just not specifically what we are looking for to send you to MyCon Cinemas with a guest.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton. Cardinals.
What do you think, Clayton?
I'm going to say laughing.
Is it laughing? And we certainly try, especially on Mondays, to help folks out with that on this show. Is it laughing?
Sorry, Clayton.
Thank you, Clayton. Call us back, friend. Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. What is it?
Huh. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky, the volunteer.
Hey, Vicky, what do you think?
How about petting your cat or dog?
Petting. Oh, she's getting two guesses in there. Petting your pet, petting your cat or dog.
Yeah, she's covering them both. Vicky. Sorry, Vicky. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Peggy from Whippy.
Hey, Peggy. Thanks for calling.
I think that's Blackhawks as well.
Yeah, it is. Good job. Right.
Yes, it is. I'm going to say exercise.
Exercise. Does exercising drop your stress level by over 60%? Again, it really is a good idea to exercise, but it's not specifically what we're looking for. Thank you, Peggy. Call us back.
Hi, WWIB Tuesday Trivia, the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brady from Durand.
Hey, Brady.
Panthers.
Eating ice cream.
Eating ice cream.
Eating ice cream.
Well, it sure is delicious.
My kids should never, ever be stressed then.
Yeah, right. That's not it.
So. Thank you, Brady. Call us back.
All right, a couple more guesses here. Three more. 723-2555. What lowers your stress level? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Mike from Fall Creek.
Hey, Mike.
Crickets again.
And yeah, you bet. Hey, praying.
Is it praying dropping your stress level by over 60%?
Yeah, that's a great choice. Not it. Join Matt LaFleur praying when the kicker kicks. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Mondovi.
Buffalo.
Taking a vacation.
Taking a vacation. Yeah, that's supposed to lower your stress level. Is that what we're looking for? It's not, Jamie, but go Buffaloes. So we wish you well. And one more guest this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta. We know the answer is not guessing a trivia on the radio. So let's go with being outside in nature.
Being outside in nature. Greg from Augusta, I do believe the beavers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it being outside in nature?
That's not it.
Thank you, Greg.
But that's an interesting place to end off here in the first segment. So we'll pick it up again after 8:15.
Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. Be thinking about it, and we'll give you another shot at winning those movie passes next hour. Your chance to win MyCon movie passes. It's Tuesday Trivia Try Number 2 here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. Our question is this. Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. What is it? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you were the first one to get it correct live on the air, you win two passes to see a movie of your choice at MyCon Cinemas. Of course, The Chosen, the first few episodes coming, debuting on the big screen. They're going to have all the episodes of The Chosen at MyCon Chippewa Falls. We would love to hear from you, 723-2555.
We had a lot of great guesses first go-round last half hour, but nobody got the correct one.
Yes, doing this drops your stress level by over 60%, so we want to know, doing what? Doing what? We've heard from Fall Creek, Bloomer, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Withy, Durand, Mondovi so far. Now we want to hear from you.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Desiree. I'm calling from Winter.
Hi, Desiree. How are things in winter today?
Cold.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Not as bad as last week. Go ahead. What's your guess?
Painting.
Painting. Is it painting?
Do you mean artistically or like painting the house?
Whatever.
Combine them. Combine them. Just painting. Oils, watercolors.
All right.
Is it painting? Does that drop your stress level by over 60%?
Sorry.
And again, not what we're looking for. Does not mean that. It does not. It's just not what we're looking for with this trivia.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Peggy from Withy.
Hi, Peggy.
What do you think?
Taking a nap.
Taking a nap.
Another great one.
It's Peggy. Worth a try, for
Caleb
sure.
Caleb and I, big fans of that. It's not it, though.
Not taking a nap. Thank you, Peggy from Withy. 715-723-2555. Doing what drops your stress level by over 60%?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry.
Listen to music.
Listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically right. On what station?
WWIB.
Of course. That's not the answer.
Could that be it? No, it's not. Sorry.
But we just might as well get a plug in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, having some fun with you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Hi, Vicky.
How about walking?
Is walking. It walking? Taking a walk.
Another great
good stress reliever.
Idea, but that's not it. Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name's Hannah from Neillsville.
Hey, Hannah.
Hannah from Neillsville, the Warriors. Hannah, what do you think?
Reading your Bible.
Reading your Bible.
There we go. That would be an expected answer on Christian radio, but that is not it. Sorry. Good job on the Warriors, Caleb. I wouldn't have got that one.
They've got a great girls basketball team in particular.
You did McDonald and Neillsville earlier this year, right?
Yeah, they're talented.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Jenny.
Taking a hot bath.
Taking a hot bath. No lukewarm there. Uh-huh. It needs to be hot.
Could that be what does it? And that's not what we're looking for. Thank you. It sounds stress relieving just to say it.
Well, I mean, and all of these are great ideas.
Yeah.
They're great. It's just what we're specifically looking for is doing what.
So we're providing people with a lot of suggestions on lowering stress. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron over in Eau Claire here. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Aaron. All right.
What do you think, Aaron?
Breathing exercises.
Uh-huh. Somebody did say breathing.
We had deep breathing earlier, so we'll give you a bonus guess, Aaron. How about a bonus guess? Go ahead.
All right, spending time with your kids.
That is a great idea.
Yeah,
and I mean, and I know that actually can go both directions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but that is not what we're looking for, Aaron. Thank you, friend. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? A couple more guesses here.
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Again. All right, Sherry. Determined.
Get plenty of sleep.
All right, did we add sleep yet?
We had taking a nap.
Yeah.
So I think we could give you a bonus guess.
Kind of
sure, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
we were going to go different. I was going to say like nighttime sleep. But
okay. Oh, sure. Oh, like a good night's sleep.
Tell you what, nighttime sleep is not it, but so feel free to try back. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jen from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Jen.
All right, Jen, go ahead.
Having a savings account.
Having a savings account, does that reduce your stress by putting
60%
money in the bank?
Is that's not what we're looking for, but that's a good idea.
That
get yourself an emergency fund.
Yeah, excellent guess. Really, really good.
One more try here on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, give it a go.
I would say receiving confirmation of love from somebody.
Okay.
Okay.
Having confirmation of love.
Just tell you they love you? Sure.
Is that it? And that is not what we're looking for. But thank you, Linda. here on WWIB. A lot of great ideas for lowering stress, but not the right answer, Caleb.
Yeah, doing what drops your stress level by over 60%? Maybe we'll have our first clue before the end of the show.
I think so.
Let's give this another shot, shall we? Try number three, Tuesday Trivia, here in the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, Caleb and Halvo with you. 715-723-2555. 723-2555 for a chance to go on our dime to the movies at Mikon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Two movie passes can be yours if you can call us live on the air and tell us the answer to this. Doing what drops your stress level by over 60%? Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. What is it? 715-723-2555.
We've had a lot of guesses already this morning, and if you guess something that was already guessed, we'll let you know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jen from Chippewa again.
Hey, Jen.
Hi. Writing down what you're grateful for.
Oh, that is a great exercise. It really is.
Yeah. Not what we're looking for, though.
Thank you, though.
723-2555. A lot of great ideas on lowering stress, but what does it more than 60%? What are we looking for? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Kay from Lady Stress.
Hey, Kay.
Hi. What about a massage?
What about a massage? Kay from Ladysmith, home of the Lumberjacks and Lumberjills, as we continue our mascot rundown. Yes. Is it a massage?
Could that be what it is? No.
Good idea, though.
Thanks. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from West Lake.
All right, Todd.
And my friend.
The Warriors.
I don't know that one. Go ahead, Todd.
My friend Gordy, who hugs me all the time, would say it's a hug.
A hug, yeah.
A hug.
Gordy the Hugger, as he writes. But that is...
Closer than anyone yet, Todd. You are closer than anyone yet. So call us back, 715-723-2555.
So, what is it about a hug that makes that closer than anyone yet? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jan from Colfax.
Hey, Jan.
Vikings. How about stroking a pet?
We actually had that earlier, petting your dog or cat. Yeah. So, Jan, go ahead and guess again if you'd like.
I don't have one in that category. Thanks.
All right, no problem. 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from the Volunteer.
Vicky from Volunteer, go ahead.
You said hugging was close.
The closest so far, for sure. He talked about his friend would say that it was hugging, you know, like, two people hugging, and we said that's the closest so far.
Is it just physical touch in general?
That's physical touch in general?
Great guess, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Vicky. Again, doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. What is it? What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jane from Eau Claire. Doing something good for someone else.
All right.
Random act of kindness or just doing a good deed.
And that is, boy, we certainly don't frown on that at all, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Jane. 715-723-2555. Can we get this solved, a Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday? I don't know, maybe?
We've said that a human hug is closer than any guess. Hi, what's your guess?
Holding somebody's hand.
Holding hands.
That makes sense, yeah. If hugging is close, what about holding hands?
Not holding hands. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Melissa from Ladysmith. I'm thinking dancing together.
Dancing together.
Dancing close to hugging. That would make sense as an alternative guess, and that's not what we're looking for either.
Good to hear from Russ County again, though.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Hello, we got somebody. You're on the air.
We hope.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kay again.
Okay.
How about giving someone a kiss?
Giving someone a kiss. The smooch or smack, is that what it is?
Sorry, Kay. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Every kiss begins with K. How did we miss that? Okay, sorry.
Hello?
Oh, man. No, I talked too long. Sorry, folks.
All right, we're so close, Caleb.
We are very, very close. Again, doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. We said, the folks who said hugging, we said, man, that is the closest yet.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll go 35 more seconds. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eli from Osseo.
All right, Osseo.
Give it a go.
Chieftains.
Hugging a tree.
The Thunder. Sorry, it's the Thunder. Is it hugging a tree? Sorry, I just need to get that right because it's not the Chieftains. It's the Thunder now. Eli from Osseo. Does hugging a tree reduce your stress level by over 60%? Eli? Bam. You are absolutely correct.
That's all there is to it.
We went one more time. We had said hugging was the closest so far. We had other guesses. Eli, how did you know it was hugging a tree?
I don't know. I think my grandma told me something about it, and it sounded right.
Well, Eli, it sounded right, and you are right. We're going to send you to the movies at Mycon Cinemas. How about that?
Great.
Eli, fantastic. Remember this for the rest of your life. It always pays to listen to grandma.
There you go.
Thank you, Eli. You're going to the movies.
Hang on the line for us.
Enjoy it.